Good morning and welcome to our broadcast. We are Samuel Robinson, Manuela Rodriguez and Gabriela Marin, and today we are going to talk about virtual education. Ensuring the safety of our children is important. Navigating through internet can have some consequences, and children will always be exposed to some threats that demand parental supervision.
That's what makes us ask the following question. How aware should we all be about the online safety of children when receiving virtual education? The main reason for people and children to receive virtual education is to deal with COVID-19 and with education during hard times, as the previous one. Using virtual education is a good and efficient way to receive education during COVID-19, but it's not completely safe and positive, because virtual education can have some risks and negative aspects which we will discover in this broadcast.
So now we're going to talk about a really important topic: safety in online education. Sometimes the internet can be really scary, right? But don't worry, because we have some great tips for you to use. We can use the internet for learning new things, but there are a lot of things we need to know, so we can use the internet for a good reason. Having an online education has its pros and cons, but we're going to talk about them with Samuel in the interviews.
During this broadcast, we'll ask experts of virtual education as teachers the following questions. Do you think there are risks while receiving virtual education? And how can we be safe while receiving virtual education? Next, you will find the answers to these questions from four different teachers. Do you think there are risks while receiving virtual education?
Yes, I think there's many risks while receiving virtual education because students may be hacked, or they will be distracted to virtual education.
How do you think we can be safe while receiving virtual education?
I think we could be safe by receiving virtual education by don't have things that distract us, or knowing with who we are having that virtual education.
Do you think there are risks while receiving virtual education?
I think there is a risk on receiving virtual education because students can enter websites that are not secure and they can get harm from strangers that just want to make damage to them emotionally and physically.
How can we be safe while receiving virtual education?
We can be safe while receiving virtual education because we shouldn't enter websites that are not secure or enter links that look suspicious or talk to strangers that we don't know. Thank you.
Thanks.
Walls of insincerity, shifting eyes in vacancy, vanished when I saw your face. All I can say is it was.
In conclusion, children should have the opportunities of educating online and knowing new things through internet. But it's also important that parents can supervise what they are doing to prevent some risks.
I hope that talking about this opened your eyes so you can see that internet can be used for good or bad. We hope that you learn that you need to be careful. So we're Manuela, Samuel and Gabriela, and we can't wait to have you in our next chat. Bye!